19, verse 54. And he's talking about when trouble comes, when affliction comes, how God's word is his comfort, how God's word revives him. And then the psalmist goes on to say that your statutes, meaning God's word, meaning the Bible verses, he says, your statutes are my song in the house of my pilgrimage. In other words, what he's saying is, you know, when times get tough, some days I just need to sing those songs that have Bible verses in them. So today I want you to think about this as Brother Travis brings us the message, and then as he sings that, hey, you know, we're here today to leave here celebrating. So you can leave here knowing God's word, and you can leave here singing about who God is and what God's done for you. Amen? Amen. Y'all give Brother Travis a hand.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Boy, we got a good crowd. Look at them fine folks out there, Brother Wesley. You are blessed to have a congregation like them. I'm going to tell you, I am ready. I don't know about you. I'm ready for the message. I'm ready to sing you some songs. And let God just bring comfort to you this morning. Amen. Brother Wesley's right. When we sing, I always tell Michelle, I said, I believe I talk too much when we go to a service. I really do. But Brother Wesley, it is good to give you a little break this morning. We enjoy Hunt Springs Baptist Church. We enjoy Cowboy Church. And I told Brother Wesley I really miss him in his cowboy hat and blue jeans this morning. I really do. But anyway, I'm ready to go. Are you? You ready for the service? I'm ready. Look, let me tell you. I might run some of you off and create some enemies this morning, but I got my Carolina Tar Heel socks on. I mean, look at there. Amen. We got some fans in here. Praise the Lord. I tell you what, we got whipped pretty bad last night against Georgia Tech, though. But you know what? But State didn't. That's right. They beat Clemson. That was a good win there, I tell you that. But anyway, listen, I love all of you. You know, it's good that we got our favorite teams and things like that, but we can come together and we can still love one another, can't we? God is about love. And before I get started in the Word, I do hear that the pastor's wife, Mona, has had a birthday. So I wanted to take care of that before I do anything else, before I forget. I don't want to do that. So anyway, at this time, we want to sing happy birthday to Mona. We got some more birthdays? Raise your hand. Okay. We've got a few, right? Okay, well, what we'll do, we're going to sing happy birthday to all the ones that's had a birthday. Would that be okay? Let's see. I don't have my guitar, so I don't know what chord to start in. Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. Let's give them a hand. Amen. Praise the Lord. I tell you what. Having a birthday is exciting. I mean, you know, we say, well, we're a year older. But I got it, brother. Thank you. But at least God has brought us to another year. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you'll turn to your Bibles this morning, I believe it could be on the screen as well. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 7 through 10. And the title of the sermon this morning is The Thorn in the Flesh. I know we've all heard this message many, many times in our lives, but every time I hear this message, I get a blessing out of it. So I just want you to just sit back and enjoy and let the Holy Spirit just speak to your heart this morning. Amen. And we can leave more rejoiced than we came in this morning. Amen. That's what it's all about. So at this time, we're going to read verses 7 through 10. And the Word says, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you this morning that we can come and gather ourselves together to hear the word. We pray, God, that you open up every individual's heart this morning to receive the word, God. We pray, God, as I preach, as I sing, God, that you will speak to the people. And we pray, God, that they will grow stronger in their weakness. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen and amen. It's good to be here this morning. Michelle's normally with me, but she's got call of duty, which is work. She's a nurse at a nursing home. She works every other weekend, and I do miss her when I come by myself. I really do, especially when I go to singing, because I always tell her she makes me sound good. So anyway, we know that the scripture this morning is in 2 Corinthians, and Brother Paul, the apostle, wrote this path of scripture. We know the things that Brother Paul went through. There were a lot of distresses in his life. Sometimes we think, oh, my Lord, look what I'm going through. But listen, there's other folks that are going through things worse than you are. Amen. I can assure tell you that this morning. I always tell the people, thank God that I'm not lying in a nursing home this morning. I'm not lying in a bed at the hospital. I just praise God that I can come into the house of the Lord this morning well and able to worship the Lord. Paul went through many things. He went through shipwrecks. He was bitten by vipers. He went through so many things. He was beaten. He was thrown in prison. He went through all these things. But what did he go through all these things for? He went through those things for Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It ain't going to always be easy. It ain't going to always be perfect. We know that. Amen. But sometimes there's things in life that we just have the question of, why, Lord? Why me? Why am I going through this? Why am I going through that? But we can see all of the ones that are in the Bible, Noah, Paul, all of the men in the Bible, even Jesus Christ. They went through bad things too. So if they went through tough times in their life, that means we're going to be going through tough times in our life as well. Amen. We can see in verse 7 that Paul said, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh from the message of Satan. You know, when I read that message just the other day, I can remember I was trimming up the rose bushes there at the house. We got four of them. And I was trimming those things up, and all of a sudden I said, whoa, like that there. Well, I looked at my finger, and there was a thorn. One of them rose bush thorns stuck in my finger. And I was thinking, you know what? That didn't really feel too good. But when I read this message, we can see sometimes that we can have physical thorn in the flesh. We can have spiritual thorns in the flesh. Those thorns in the flesh, church, can come in all kinds of different ways. Amen. We can have sickness. We can have financial difficulties. We can have all kind of addictions that the devil throws at us a lot of times. There are so many thorns that the devil can buffet us with. And sometimes we ask why. But there's things that when we those thorns come our way, there's some things that we can do. We can be talking about that just a little bit later. I can look at myself in 2021. I was talking to Brother Wesley a little bit earlier about these things, and he's already mentioned it. But I told Brother Wesley, I said, you know, I've had a lot of bad luck this year. I said, it's been a long time since I've had a year like this. I mean, I have dodged, I have hid from COVID-19 for over a year and a half. I wear my mask when I'm around people. I do this, I do that. But anyway, back in July, I was in a car wreck, like Brother Wesley said, and a car hit me going at high speed from behind, and pretty much shook me up, pretty much. But I didn't have to go to the hospital or anything, but I've been checked out, and I told Brother Wesley I slid about 300 feet as far as I went from one side going east on I-40, from one side of the road to the other, down the ditch bank, about another 150 foot, about 300 feet and all. I could feel the car wanting to turn over. And I was thinking, you know, God, please don't let this car flip, because if it does, it's going to be flipping six or seven times. But I do thank God that he held my car on the ground. I really do. I really do. I'm so thankful. Then a month later, August the 18th, 19th, I was caught in a perfect storm to get COVID. I was in the car with two of our friends. Come to find out they had the virus. And about 2 days later, I found out that I had it. So anyway, I was out of work a month with COVID-19. I had shortness of breath. I had COVID pneumonia. I lost my appetite for about a week and a half. And almost passed out twice. Last time I almost passed out, my wife called a rescue squad to come and get me and take me to the hospital. So 4 weeks ago, I was on my way to the hospital in Lillington, to the emergency room. But look at me now. I'm not afraid to ask this question. How many's had that virus? Look at the hands. Look around you at the ones. I'm so thankful that God took care of you. Amen. There were some that weren't as fortunate, put on ventilators. So many that passed away from COVID-19. There's a singing group, the Turners. I don't know if you've ever heard them. They been here. Well, I'm sure you know what happened. Probably about a month ago, both of them passed away with the COVID. They were in the hospital at the same time, but I believe they were in different hospitals is what I was told. They just recorded a brand new CD. Miss Evelyn had wrote a song about the good old ship. And they were excited. We were at a sing with them a few weeks before they passed away. And I told my wife, I said, I'm so glad that we went to that gospel sing and we sang with them. But that just lets you know, church, we don't know when our end of time is going to be here on earth. Amen. And what I would like to share with you this morning is this. Be ready. Be ready when the Lord calls us home. Because it could be any time. Amen. It could be any time. We don't want to leave this side to go to the other side. When I talk to people, they be like, oh, you know, I'm so glad I'm on this side. Well, sometimes I think, well, you haven't seen the other side yet, and once you get there, you're going to like that side better than this side. But I know we're attached to this side. We're in the flesh, and we're used to being on this side of heaven. But one day, we're going to see it with our own eyes. We're going to see God. We're going to see Jesus. We're going to see it all. We're going to see the streets of gold, the walls of jasper. We're going to see all the elders that are kneeling or there around the altar there, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord worshiping God. Amen. So back to the thorns in the flesh. Some of us have one thorn. Some of us may have two. Some of us may have 10. Some of you might say, well, Brother Travis, if you could see all my thorns, I'd look like a porcupine walking around, because I go through so much stuff in my life. That's what I would look like. But, you know, living in the flesh, we're going to have thorns. Amen? We're going to have trials. We're going to have problems. We're going to have temptations. The Bible teaches us we're going to have all those things to come our way. That's just life. Amen? But when Paul had those thorns in the flesh, Paul asked God. He asked the Lord three different times for it to depart from him. Well, sometimes when we ask God to allow those thorns to depart and they don't, why does that happen? Well, sometimes I think maybe we have a thorn or two to keep us humble and close to God. Amen. If everything was going perfect, we might not be as close to God as we should. So a lot of times, you know, don't feel bad that you're walking around with a thorn in the flesh. Maybe it's because God wants to keep you humble. Maybe it's because God wants you to read the Word more. Maybe it's because God wants you to pray more. I don't know what the statistics are on praying. I do not know. But I would say the Christian world today, I would probably say only about 10% of Christians really pray like they should. If you were being honest with yourself this morning, do you pray the way that you should? Or sometimes do you think, boy, I need to pray tonight. I need to pray this morning. And you never get around to praying. So sometimes when we have those thorns in the flesh, it's because we hadn't prayed them out. Amen? We think about praying, but when it comes down to it, we don't. So I just encourage you this morning to have a stronger prayer life in your life. Pray more. You'll see better results in your life. Pray more. Read the Word more. I just said it, and Brother Charlie can tell you, a church that I preach at every other Sunday there in Dunn, that a lot of people say, well, Brother Travis, people say the Lord speaks to them, but they don't speak to me. But here's what I would like to tell you folks this morning. If you want God to speak to you, you got to read the Word. When you read the Word, God is going to speak to you. Did I hear amen? How many times have you sat down and really read the Word before you could even get through with a verse? God was already speaking to you about something. So if you want to hear from God, sit down and read the Word, and you will hear His voice. Amen? In verse 9 it says, the Lord was telling Paul, he said unto me, you have these thorns, you've asked three times for them to be removed, but the Lord has something good to say to Paul, and the Lord's got something good to say to you this morning. You walking around with a thorn in the flesh or multiple thorns, God's got a word for you this morning, and it's this. And the Lord said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Isn't that wonderful? God is telling every one of us this morning, I know what you're going through. I know you're going through difficult times. But my grace is sufficient for thee. What is grace? When you define grace, what is grace? I would say grace is this. Having favor with God. If you are born again Christian this morning, you are highly favored from God. You have grace. God's grace is sufficient to sustain thee. I'm so glad that this morning that we're highly favored from God. We really are. Well, Brother Travis, how do you know that? Because if you're saved this morning and God calls you home, you're going up. You're highly favored from God. You really are. Sometimes we think we're so weak. I think about that song, I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus keeps me from all wrong. Amen. In our weakness, He gives us our strength. Some days we have more strength than others. Amen. And when we wake up in the morning time and we feel like, man, I feel good this morning. I'm ready to go. Matter of fact, I wish I had Brother Wesley's energy. If I had Brother Wesley's energy, I'd be all right now. But we should thank God. When we wake up and we feel good, thank Him. When we wake up and we have a thorn in the flesh, keep rejoicing. Keep rejoicing. Keep praying that thorn is going to be removed from your flesh. I could probably walk around with this microphone this morning and ask you, do you have a thorn in the flesh? And I can guarantee you, every person in this church will say, yes, Brother Travis, I have a thorn in the flesh. But there's only one man that can remove it this morning. His name is Jesus. And at the end of the service, I may do a benediction and ask you folks, if you have a thorn in the flesh and you want God to remove it, God can remove that thorn in the flesh for you. It could be a relationship with somebody. Somebody could have hurt your feelings. It could be something that, you know, you just been sad about. It could be a situation where maybe you won't, there might be family members or friends that you haven't talked to in years. There might be in things to divided your relationship. And, you know, sometimes in our life as we get older, we want to talk to them at different times. Say, boy, I wish I could just call them and just talk to them again and just tell them I love them and just hang out a little bit on the phone or come over to the house and hang out. I know we all go through those types of situations, but I can tell you folks this. God's in control of our lives. He's in control of us. His grace is sufficient for us. His strength is made perfect in weakness. We are highly favored from God. In James 1, chapter 1, verses 2 to 4, I'd like to read these verses at this time to you. That when we have those thorns in our life, and when our faith is tested, James has got something good to tell us this morning. And I want you to listen to these few verses. He says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So Brother James is saying, count it all joy to be tempted. Count it all joy to have those trials that you're going through. Count it all joy that you have those thorns in the flesh. Count it all joy, because God is saying, you're going through that for me. We're going through all this pain and suffering, church, for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And God is telling us, hold on to your faith when you got those thorns in the flesh. Hold on to your faith, because as we get older, time's drawing near, amen? Time is drawing near, and God could take us at any second. But look what we got ahead of us. We got a big prize, a crown on our head, a robe to wear, being around God, being around Jesus. We got a lot to look forward to. We got a lot to be excited about. Amen? So if we're excited about those things, we need to show it. If we're excited about serving the Lord in heaven, we need to show it by our actions. We need to go around witnessing to folks with a smile on our face, telling people about Jesus, letting people know who we stand up for. A lot of times, when you hear people talk, you don't know if they're a Christian or not by the words and the vocabulary that comes out of their mouths. You just don't know anymore. But God's looking for that servant to be true to Him. God's looking for that servant to go out into the community, go to work, go uptown, in the marketplace, and for other folks to see the joy in your life. Let other folks see that you're a child of the King. You're saved. You're a Christian. I know there's times when I come up on people and I listen to them talk. I'm like, they got a close relationship with God. I can tell by the way they're talking, they are definitely a born-again Christian. So this morning, let me tell you folks something. The devil's throwing those thorns in the flesh. He's wanting you to get depressed. He's wanting you to get down. He don't want you to pray, read the word. But I encourage you this. Pray that thorn in the flesh out. If it don't leave you, keep rejoicing and praising God. Because the devil wants you to give up. Thank God that you're here today. Even though you have some of those thorns in the flesh, you know what you're telling God this morning? God, I may be struggling, I may be going through things, but I'm not giving up. I'm coming to the house of the Lord. I'm going to hear the word of God because that's where I draw my strength from. Through my weakness, you are my strength. God's your strength, church, this morning. He's your strength. You draw from him. In verse 3, I just read, the trying of your faith worketh patience. We have to be patient. Amen. That's hard to do. Amen. To be patient and wait on God to do things in our lives. If we'll just be patient, they say don't put the cart in front of the horse. You know, be patient, wait on God for him to deliver you from maybe your thorn in the flesh. Keep praying until God removes it. And he will. He really will. In Romans 12:12, it says, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Isn't that wonderful? Let me read it again. Rejoicing in hope. I'm hoping, God, that you're going to remove the thorn in the flesh. Be patient in your tribulation. So what that's saying is this. Be patient. Be patient through your trial. Be patient through the situation that you're in. Continue instant in prayer. The word's telling us that's the answer. That's the answer to your problems this morning, church. Continue instant in prayer. And God will deliver you out of your thorn in the flesh. We get frustrated sometimes, don't we? When things don't go our way and it seems like problems is sort of stacking on top of one another. First thing it does is this. It affects your prayer life. You get so burdened down and weighted down, you get discouraged. Your prayer life goes lacking. It really does. But the Bible said in James, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. Count it all joy when you have your problems. Because if you stay instant in prayer, God's going to deliver you out of your situation. Stay instant in season and out of season. That's what the Word says. Some of you might say, well, Brother Travis, I just get tired of being beat up by Satan. It just seems like every time I turn around, he's beating me up. Well, you serve a master that's stronger than he is, that can take him down in a New York minute. Amen? Our God is stronger. Our God is the healer. Do you believe that this morning? Those thorns in the flesh that you have this morning, God can heal them. God can heal anything. Well, Brother Travis, you might say, well, God didn't deliver my aunt or my mother from that disease they died from. Well, I can tell you this morning, if they're a born-again Christian, they're healed. They got their healing on the other side. There's so many things that we can't see on the other side. All we understand is just a little bit on this side. But when we get to the other side, all of your questions are going to be answered. People say, well, I won't ask Jesus this or that or other. You're not going to have to ask him because when your eyes see the glory, all your questions are going to be answered. Praise God. That just excites me this morning. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him." Amen. I love that. You shall receive the crown of life when you're tempted. Well, I can think about Jesus Christ hanging on the cross with the crowns of thorn. He had some thorns in the flesh, didn't he? How about when the soldier just took the spear to his side and blood and water came out? That was definitely a thorn in the side, wasn't it? Thorn in the flesh. Jesus has gone through a lot of things on the cross for you and I. He had a lot of thorns in the flesh before he died. But I'm so thankful this morning that when he died and was placed in the tomb, that after 3 days, he was resurrected. What does that mean? That means we have eternal life. That means that when our body, when our last heartbeat stops here, we have a new beginning. Some of us probably say, "Brother Travis, I just want a new start. I just want a new beginning. One day we're going to get it." But you can also get that new start and beginning today. You can ask God, "God, I want a new beginning in my life. I want to start over. I want to rededicate my life." Some of you might not know the Lord. You might say, "Today is the day that I want to give my heart to God." God is real. I just really can't see how people that are atheists can walk around and say there's not a God. When I look at the sun and the moon and the stars, and when I see people that God's created, I know that's from God. Everything that we see, this beautiful church, our beautiful country, it's all from God. The God that you serve this morning, he's alive and well. He's alive and well. He's real. Our God is real. What I would like to do at this time, it's to end this message with verse 9 in 2 Corinthians. Here's a summary of everything I've said this morning. "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." In a nutshell, everything that I've preached this morning, that's a summary of everything that I have preached on. At this time, I would like to sing a few songs for you. Is that okay? Hang on, because we're going to get back to this after them songs. We know at this time of the year, there's a lot of homecomings. Have y'all had homecoming yet, Brother Wesley? A lot of churches are having homecomings, September, October. But this song here reminds me of a good homecoming song, and it reminds us of our eternal home. Somewhere beyond the grave, there's a land where Jesus went to prepare by his own hand, and for the sake by grace, there is a resting place, but in a few more days, it will be mine. Some call it heaven, but I call it home. Some call it dreaming. Let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the sky. Some call it heaven, but I call it home. Someone said you can't go back home again, and things will not ever be as good as they've been. But I've got good news for you. When heaven comes into view, one glimpse and you'll know the best is yet to come. If you know it, sing it with me.
Some call it heaven,
but I call it home. Some call it dreams. Let me dream on. Some call it paradise, somewhere beyond the sky. Some call it heaven,
but I call it home.
Beyond the sky, some call it heaven, but I call it home. I call it home. Michelle and I, we've had the privilege of recording three CDs up until last year. We come out with our fourth brand new CD titled, I got to look, it's been so long since I looked at CD, Take My Hand and Follow Me. I enjoy writing songs. I really do. On this particular CD, I wrote, God never changes, take my hand and follow me. Holy Ghost power, and calm before the storm. Four songs. And matter of fact, we have plenty of copies. We would love for you to purchase one of these today. They're $15. We'll take credit card, whatever you have. Coins, we'll take coins too. You know, a lot of places don't want coins. But anyway, I so impressed being here this morning. I even wore the same suit that I wore in that picture. Amen. I'm about 10 pounds probably lighter on the kind of COVID, but it won't take long. I'll gain that weight back. But anyway, I would like to sing one of our brand new songs this morning for you, okay? You won't hear it nowhere else but the Gregorys. I'm so thankful what God gives us in our lives. If we'll just ask, we'll receive. So we hope you enjoy our new song called God Never Changes. Living in a world of changes, nothing ever stays the same. Just when you get used to one thing, suddenly something's changed. That is the world that we live in. We're busy running to and fro, but there's a man that has all the answers. Be still and know God never changes. He's always the same. He never compromises to anything. God never changes. He's always the same. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. Amen. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, because He doesn't change. Don't let the devil try to trick you. He'll conform you to this world. Be careful not to use his idols. Stay true to God's holy word. That is why the churches are dying. Christians aren't taking a stand. But I know a man that has all the power. He's so great I am. God never changes. He's always the same. He never compromises to anything. God never changes. He's always the same. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. He'll never leave or forsake you. He'll be there to be. He'll never turn his back on us, cause he is our best friend. You know what, sing it with me. God never changes. He's always the same. He never compromises to anything. God never changes. He's always the same. He's the same yesterday and today and forever. He's the same yesterday and today and forever.
Amen. There's some other songs on the CD you'll recognize. When I get carried away, my chains are gone. Because he lives, I can pray. I believe he's coming back. And didn't I walk on the water? The best CD yet, church. Out of the four, when God did this one, he did it right. I mean, every song sounds as good as the one I just sang. I can assure you that if you get one of these, you're going to be blessed. You really are. I want to thank you this morning for Brother Wesley for inviting me to come and preach and sing. Boy, that's a good combination, isn't it? You can't go wrong there. You get a little bit of it all. But this morning, I would like for us to go in prayer, and I don't know if the sound man wants me to play something soft, or you want me to play. I'll turn it down. Let's see here. Let me get everything. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father God, we thank you this morning for the message. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that's moved upon our church this morning. We thank you for every soul that has walked inside this church this morning. We thank you, Lord, for opening up our hearts this morning to receive the Word of God. God, we know that your grace is sufficient to sustain us. But we know also, God, that we have thorns in our flesh. And I know we have those thorns that we want them removed today, not tomorrow, not the next day. We want them removed today. While every head is bowed and every eye is closed, if you have those thorns in the flesh this morning and you want God to remove them and heal them, would you just raise your hand to me and say, Brother Travis, praise God. Thank you. Thank you. And you want God to remove those thorns in the flesh for you? Raise your hand and say, Brother Travis, I have thorns in the flesh, and I want you to be praying for me. Well, you know what? I'm going to be praying for you. And at the same time, God's already seen your hand. So he's already taking care of it too. Amen. He's already working on it. Well, let me ask you this question. There's one this morning that don't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and you would like to know him. Would you slip up your hand and say, Brother Travis, I don't know that man, but I would love to. Would you slip up your hand? Praise God, all is well. How about this? Brother Travis, I'm just not as close as the Lord as I should be. It seems like I've drifted away from God. You want to rededicate your life this morning to the Lord? You raise your hand and say, Brother Travis, I want to rededicate my life this morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Is there another one? We've already had one hand. Someone else want to rededicate your life and say, Brother Travis, I'm not as close to God as I should be. I've been drifting from him. I've been straddling the fences. Do you want to rededicate your life this morning? Praise the Lord. And we all together say, Amen. You know what, Brother Wesley? I could stand up here and keep singing, but the Holy Spirit says, Travis, Brother Wesley is itching to get in this pulpit, and he might preach to you.
I would, but they would get Brother me. Hey,
we'll turn it over to you, Brother Wesley.
Okay, well, you stay right there, because I think I don't want to put you on the spot. But how many of y'all enjoyed this? How many of you feel better than you did when you got here? On your new CD, if I know the words to that song, I'm going to ask you to sing Didn't I Walk on Water to close us out. Is that okay? Sings, okay, never mind. you close us out with another song of your choosing. I just knew that would go good with it. Yeah, that's fine. Close us out with one more song, and then we'll depart. Thank you.
There's a song that me and Michelle sing, and I always tell Michelle, when we sing this song, it touches me every time. You know, we got those songs that they just touch us. Enjoy this song. It's a song that we've all been through. We've been on the mountain. We've been in the valleys. That's what it speaks about. Well, I've had many tears and sorrows. I've had questions for tomorrow. There have been times I didn't know right from wrong. But in every situation, God gave blessed consolation. That my trials only come to make me strong. Well, I've been to a lot of places and I've seen so many faces. There have been times I felt so all alone. But in that lonely hour, in that precious lonely hour, Jesus let me know that I was his own. Sing it with me, church. Come on.
Through it all, Jesus, I've learned to trust in God through it all. Through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Oh, I love this. Listen.
Well, I thank Him for the mountains, and I thank Him for the valleys, and I thank Him for the storms He's brought me through. For if I never had a problem, I wouldn't know that He could solve. I wouldn't know what faith in His word can do.
Sing it with me, church. Come on.
Through it all, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, through it all, I've learned to depend upon His word. Yes, I've learned to depend upon His word. Yes, I've learned to depend upon His word.
Oh.
Amen. And y'all be sure and see Travis about one of those CDs, and we're going to welcome him back from Michelle to sing I Walked on Water. That's a good... I love Travis's singing, but that's a beautiful song to me. I really hadn't ever heard it about, I don't know, 6 months ago, and Mona played it, I think, every night for a while, and I just kept hearing it over and over in my head, but it's just a beautiful, beautiful song. And thank y'all for being here, and I just want to ask you as we close, we're going to close in prayer. And someone asked Friday, and we prayed with them last night, they just asked, is it okay to, you know, to ask people to pray for us, to ask people to lay hands on us and pray for us, and it is. I just want you to know, if you've got hurts and pains, don't go through them alone. God saved us and didn't leave us by ourselves. He put us in the church. Amen. And part of that humility, Brother Travis was talking about, is being able to say, Lord, I just need some help. I just need to know somebody's praying for me. You know, in Romans 8, about verse 34 there, it says that Jesus is interceding for us at the right hand of God. Do you know that means when we pray for one another, Jesus looks over and says, Father, did you hear that? Brother Mike needs some help. Father, did you hear that? Miss Debbie needs some help. Brother James and Miss Rhonda need some help. Brother Donald needs some help with his knees. Sister Diane needs some help. Sharon needs some help. I want you just to raise your hand if you want people to be praying for you. Y'all look around and see these hands. Remember these faces and pray for one another. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Kind Father, as Brother Travis said earlier, you've seen these hands raised. And Lord, you even know the hearts that was pounding, wanting to raise their hand and might not have got it up, Lord. You know what they need. And Lord, I pray that you draw us closer to you today, closer to you this week. And Lord, as a church, as the body of Christ, as we are drawn closer to you, I pray that also that brings us closer to one another. That, Lord, we can start striving together, elbow to elbow for the gospel. Striving together so that we know each other's needs, each other's hurts, each other's joys, each other's pains. That, Lord, we can praise you in the good times. And, Lord, we can pray and lift one another up in the difficult times. And Lord, that we would be humble enough to ask others to pray for us. We'd be humble enough to let others know that, hey, I'm going through a difficult time. I know God is with me, and He's just laid it on my heart to ask you to remember me in prayer this week. Lord, I just thank you that you never leave us alone, that your Spirit dwelling in each of us enables us to strive together for the good of each other that you receive all glory, all honor, and all praise for all that happens. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank y'all so much. And the offering buckets is